This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, man, it's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Electronic Arts, better known as EA, whether it's EA Sports, etc. Now, a few weeks ago, EA released a free patch to reintroduce the, quote, wants and fears system, which tells you what your characters want and fear. That's if you're playing the Sims game.
Okay.
So the people who played the Sims game, and it's this whole thing, but they reintroduced a new patch, the wants and fears. Now, unfortunately, a number of people following the update noticed that what their Sims wanted was buckets and bucket loads of incest. A few examples. People Sims have wanted, right? So you play this game, and your little avatar will tell you what it is you want. They wanted to date their own father. Another wanted to date their own son. One Sim wanted to ask its twin sister to be his girlfriend, and on it goes. As one user wrote to EA, this is an email, when they noticed the quote-unquote glitch, it said, quote, is there any way to correct this? I'm very uncomfortable having it on my screen because of the nature of their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
EA did apologize for the error. They're not sure how it happened, and they're working to correct it. So all these people playing the Sims game, you have a little avatar, and you're going through life. You know, what do you want? What are your needs? What are your fears? What are your this?
I want to marry my sister.
Up until they put that patch in, that was not the case. Once the patch hit, they're like, my Sim wants to date my own father.
Yeah, like what happened to the game? Like, we got to fix that.
A lot of people are very, very disturbed about this because generally speaking, it's a family-friendly game.
Yeah, I mean, right. It's kind of the point, right?
It was. Anyway, I believe either they've already fixed it or they're working to fix it. But they're like, hey, our bad. We didn't know that was going to happen. We're not promoting incest.
Welcome. It's not like that's a small game company.
No, it's EA, man. Actually, I like what they said.
It's in the game.
EA itself said,
and your relative.
They said, we understand we have made a mistake. It's not like one of our engineers flipped a button that said incest. It's understood. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches!
Hola!
All right, Jeff, you understand how this here game is played.
I sure do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. The Wonderful World of Drugs, we have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go with some drugs today, gentlemen.
Drugs!
All right, Jeff, here's your story. We go to Florida, where a woman was high on laughing gas while she was arrested after holding up traffic on a certain road. 38-year-old Bricole Ranke, she was driving her Ford F-150 on State Route 80 at nearly half the speed limit. Now, there's about 12 cars behind her, and they couldn't pass because they were in a no-passing zone. Well, a deputy pulled her over to check on her well-being. When he walked up to the truck, he noticed that she wasn't able to keep her eyes completely open. She was laughing, and she couldn't figure out how to roll down the passenger side window. Eventually, she figured out how to roll down the window, and once the window was fully down, Sergeant Krasinakis, he saw red nitrous oxide cartridges in the center console. Well, she admitted that she didn't have laughing gas, so he asked her to step out of her truck and provide an ID. Well, as she got out of the truck, the officer noticed a box of 9 unused nitrous oxide cartridges and 1 more used canister on the seat. Later in the investigation, she tried to dish 2 small clear bags containing a white substance. Ooh. The officer noticed her trying to push the bags out of his car. Now, she denied knowing anything about the baggies, but she was still placed under arrest, believe it or not, and taken to jail. When she arrived at jail, she was then asked if she had anything that was not allowed in the building. And, of course, she said no.
Of course.
Well, she did have substances not allowed in jail. I hope you're sitting down for that. She was trying to hide 2 clear bags that held cocaine and other drugs, but was caught red-handed after a strip search. So in addition to being high on nitrous oxide and hiding cocaine, what other drug did she have on her? It should be noted, by the way, she was trying to drive to a prison to deliver these drugs to an inmate there.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
That is a lot of information, Thrill.
Actually, what we call that, my friend, is that's a lot of Florida. But the question is,
you are correct, brother.
What other drug did she have on?
High on nitrous.
She was high on nitrous.
Pickup truck, doing half the speed limit.
Correct.
She's got 1 used, 9 unused nitrous bottles in the back seat.
Yes.
She tried to ditch some white substance.
That was the cocaine.
In the jail, she got caught with coke and something else.
That is correct.
So, with
the
good.
The question is, so what's the something else?
You are keeping track, my friend. That's exactly it. You nailed it.
What are the options?
Great reset.
The options are methamphetamine, bath salts, heroin, or crack. So meth, bath salts, heroin, or crack. One of those 4 was the other drug that was on her. She had not consumed it, but she wanted to deliver it to the jail.
I'm gonna ask Miles and Thrill, because this one's got a lot. I got an idea, but
I know the answer, so I'm not going to tell you.
Well, I would say this. As far as heroin is concerned,
I'm sorry.
It seems like you would need a needle to do that. I'm not saying that there's not needles in jail, but that's one more thing you need for heroin, right?
Smoke it.
Crack, meth. You can't smoke heroin, can you? Yeah.
Sure can.
It's Florida. She had coke. I'm going crack there, Jeff.
What about you, Ted? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking the same thing. Only because it seems like everything about her that day was about going, you know what I mean? She's got Whippets with her. She's, by the way, ROADS. She also already has coke on her. So I'm just trying to decide if she had meth with her coke or if she had crack with her coke. You know what, Miles? I'll go meth since you want crack.
Meth for Ted. Jeff, what are you thinking?
I think I'm going to round it out. She sounds like a crazy red flag. So I'm going to go bath salt.
All right. We're going to find out what else she had. Was it meth, bath salts, heroin, or crack next?
That was a tease.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Our category's drugs on profile. This is an Florida woman. She was high on the laughing gas. Actually drugs. Holding up traffic because she was driving so slow. And here they just call that people driving in the left lane. She definitely had Whippets and drugs, cocaine, but she did have other drugs on her that she was going to deliver to a friend who was in jail.
Yeah, that is correct.
Which is really nice. Question is, did you have meth, bath salts, heroin, or crack?
And Jeff, that is the very question that we posed to you. We begin with Miles Montgomery. You went crack.
I did.
Not a bad guess. It's not correct. I don't feel like there's a bad guess in this game. She's obviously all in. D-Test Smith, you went with meth.
I did.
It was not meth. And Jeff, you went with bath salts, which is always the outlier. But you are correct.
Man.
New York
nice work. Nice work, brother. Nice work.
Yeah, it wasn't
bad. I mean, I guess that makes sense, because bath salts and nitrous, you can buy it like...
You can just get it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so she... But she wasn't doing the bath salts, Ted, you see. Mm-hmm. Let's not be ridiculous. She was simply going to deliver them to an inmate who was already in prison.
Yeah.
All the things.
And guess where they were?
Florida.
No, guess where she hid the bath salts? Because they were in pill form.
Oh, well,
prison wallet?
Prison wallet. You got it.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.